Sometimes I just cannot.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Trump is scheduled to testify tomorrow in open court in Manhattan in his civil fraud trial related to his businesses. His two eldest sons testified last week. ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
We don't know what kind of witness he will be. In his first deposition for the case, he pled the fifth, the right not to self-incriminate, 400 times. In his second deposition, he was much more talkative.
Cincinnati police say somebody stopped by a group of children Friday and fired 22 bullets at them, killing an 11-year-old and wounding five others. Tensions rising over the Israeli-Hamas war. Police in Adana, Turkey, firing tear gas, water cannons. This is protesters tried to storm an airbase that houses U.S. troops, scrambling over barricades confronting police in riot gear. This ahead of Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to Ankara. CIA Director William Burns has arrived in Israel to talk about Gaza, says a U.S. official. This is ABC News. Other states and the energy industry are watching a referendum voters in Maine will decide. It's about whether to dissolve the two utilities that supply most of the state's electricity and replace them with a nonprofit. ABC's Brian Clark.
Proponents of the referendum say the two providers, Versant and Central Maine Power, are beholden to shareholders. They're owned by investors, and that a change would mean the focus could shift to lowering rates and improving service. But critics include the Democratic governor of Maine, Janet Mills, who says she fears this process could lead to electricity becoming politicized.
U.S. regulators say they will review the use of a chemical found in almost every tire after a petition from West Coast Native American tribes that want it banned because it kills salmon on their way back from the ocean to spawn in rivers. Details of the tentative contract agreements reached with formerly striking auto workers reveal that the big three car makers want to expand electric vehicle manufacturing. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
you're gone, after you're gone.
Maxine Coast Civic Media, we are local music. Top of the hour double dip there of Cat and a Hurricane. So good, I got a little tongue-tied there. Wow, on my way back, Resonate before that. Cat and a Hurricane, of course, blowing up all over the place. KJ, they were Artist of the Year at the Mamas for 2023.
I was standing right next to them as we were sort of watching that unfold. It was the last award of the night. They were on pins and needles because they, you know, they've come so close, and it was like it was that the look of joy when they recognized and realized that they had been the winners, and then like the hug fest that came after was just there was so much love in that room and so well deserved. Those they're amazing.
That's awesome. Congratulations to Kat and her hurricane. Congratulations to all of you for finding Max Inc. Radio, original local music broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're pleased that you're here with us. You can join us too, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Rocker, we still got plenty of show ahead of us. Got the Live in the Lair coming up, and we're going to do a little holiday music.
That's right,
wait,
Jimmy.
Wait a minute. Holiday music.
Well,
don't get excited. Okay. I mean, don't push the panic button yet.
It's like rocking Christmas music. Trans-Siberian Orchestra musical director Al Petrelli shares some show secrets with Terry Barr before kicking off the TSO winter tour in Green Bay this month. So, you know, everybody knows about Trans-Siberian Orchestra, cruising around, crazy light show, Christmas music, and I guess there's some secrets, so we'll hear them. With Terry Barr. Then Live in the Lair, Jimmy, it's coming up 9 p.m. Blake Thomas and Josh Hardy, they're on their way here right now. We're going to set them up, and you're going to hear them live on the radio. Then Max and Kevy tonight, 10 to midnight. Interview with Scorpio Fest organizer Trevor Reed. That's coming up pretty soon at the Red Rooster here in Madison.
Next weekend on the 11th. So we laughed about the Christmas music. There's stations around the country now. On Monday, October 30th, they switched their format from whatever they were doing to the Christmas, all the time format. I'm not a fan, but you know, the stations, they do this because there's people listening to this stuff.
Yeah, they wouldn't do it if they weren't exactly. People listening.
So there's a demand for Christmas music before Halloween this year, Rocker.
Well, Jimmy, I'm just going to remind you of how grateful I am that stations turn completely to Christmas music, because I don't know if you remember, but a few years back, there was a certain 92.1 The Mic that featured a show called The Devil's Advocates, and they were on every day, these daily talk show guys. And, well, the day after a certain president was elected, that station decided that they were going to quit doing liberal talk radio and that they were going to turn their station completely into Christmas music.
Yeah.
And they turned into Christmas music, and our buddies, Michael Crute and Dom, were thrown off the air. And because they were thrown off the air, they sought to find another radio station. Michael Crute ended up buying his own radio station. And then that radio station said, hey, would Max Inc. like to come do local music on the weekends on our talk radio station? So, if it was not for Christmas music taking over 92.1 The Mic, Max Inc. Radio may not be on the radio.
Wow.
I like how you brought that together.
That's fantastic. I did not know that story.
It's true. Wow. It's not even made up.
I remember Crute saying, don't play Christmas music at some point, or don't go.
Unless it's Trans-Siberian Orchestra, right, then right. It's okay.
There was a post on Facebook from a friend of mine. Christy said, made a comment about one of the stations here in Madison switching over to all Christmas music. And somebody replied, Brent, I believe, said, radio's dead. And of course, I had to reply, no, radio's not dead. You just got to listen. And I said, listen to Max Inc. Radio on Saturday night. We don't play Christmas music. But I didn't know at that time that we were doing the Trans-Siberian Orchestra interview with Terry. So, Brent, if you're listening, it's Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's good music, actually.
We apologize.
I've only seen two bands in my life that had pyrotechnics. One was Kiss, and the other was TSO.
Amazing. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Let's do the brand new one from Jenna Jane right now.
All right.
This song is so good. It's called Crazy. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Six months and 14 days still burns me up. I'm thinking of ways to to get back at you for the hell you gave. Never thought you'd take it that far. I guess that's just the kind of girl you are. Friends, only friends in the dark. Now there's some things I shouldn't do. What the hell do I have to lose? I'm going crazy just like you. Make up shit that isn't true. I'm going crazy. Cross that line. Messing with the men that aren't mine. I know you think you won this time. Don't worry, girl. Whole town knows why I went crazy. I went crazy. Two-faced and talk is cheap. Can't you make one of them pretty? Don't act like the problem.
Little Earthquakes. Name of that song is called Digital Cowboy on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. Before that, the Civil Engineers, their latest one, Stay Down. We were talking about Christmas music on the radio and, quite frankly, how horrible it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just horrible. But I was telling you just now off air, I'm surprised you didn't know about the Maximus compilation albums.
No, but now I'm a huge fan.
So they're old. They originally came out, I think, in 2011. There's four versions. And it's basically Christmas music, but punk. Punk and metal.
That sounds fun.
And some of the songs, quite frankly, are obscene and awesome.
They're Jimmy's favorites.
Yeah. So what is it? The Madison Area Christmas compilation albums, or four versions. Dan Ostafels, John Cusso, and Jeremy Gaylor here in Madison are the masterminds behind Maximus. That's worth a listen right now if you get a chance. I would love to play some for you, but...
Nope.
It's the obscene part awesome.
Where's that 7-second delay button?
It's warmed up right here. All right, we got Blake Thomas and Josh Hartley here in the lair. Looking forward to that. Rocker, you got anything brilliant to say?
Nothing brilliant to say, Jimmy, but live in the lair, you know, we have a lot of good stuff coming up. Make sure to go to our website to find out all the ways to listen. There's the app. There's the stream. There's like 17 radio stations around the state. And then there's the podcast after Monday where you can listen to it at your own will.
All right. So coming up in just a minute here, Terry Barr had a chat with Trans-Siberian Orchestra. A lot of stuff happening with them. They have a tour starting out. We're going to hear all about it. That's coming up next on Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. just a terrific opportunity to learn more about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And Al Petrelli is here with us today. Al, thank you.
Thank you for having me today.
So you're going to be kicking off the winter tour in Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's on November 15th. And you have two shows that day. Now, for someone who will hear this, how do you best describe a Trans-Siberian Orchestra show?
Organized chaos.
That's my favorite kind of show.
That's the best show ever. Well, that, so in order to validate that, not only is there two shows in Green Bay on November the 15th, there's a show in Council Bluffs, Iowa on the 15th.
Okay.
The long and the short of it. 1999, we did our first tour, and we had one 24-foot box truck, two buses, and a fog machine. Seven cities on the itinerary. We did 10 shows. Next year, Paul O'Neill, the gentleman who created this whole thing, said, you put a band together, you know, take Johnny Lee from this band and one or two of the singers, and then go find the rest of the people. You're going to do the rest of America.
Oh, wow.
I said, that's never been done before. He goes, yeah, exactly. Let's do it. So when people see, like, well, how are they in Memphis and Charlotte on the same day? Well, that's
yeah.
This thing grew up. It opened its eyes 28 years ago. It has grown up and broken every rule.
Yeah.
I had to do 104 shows in 45 days. You just do it.
That was going to be a question too, because it's almost like you are breaking records. 104 shows, 62 cities, but in 46 days. But now we know the secret.
That's where the math really kind of starts to make sense, is that if you understand how this has grown since 99 and how multiple shows daily has become the norm.
Yes.
And there's two bands. Then all of a sudden, the math doesn't seem like it's an episode from Star Trek. It's really doable. But I got to tell you, the crew, most of the 80% of the crew has been with me from the jump, you know, and they're here every year. So, and thank God, because we all learned how to do this together over the years, you know, with Paul O'Neill's guidance and his family continue on. It's just, it sounds like a lot. And if you jumped in at this stage, it's overwhelming. But if you've watched it grow up like one of your children.
Now, you are, let's see, you're the music director. You play guitar, but you have been one of the original members since the get-go. So 20, almost 25 years. What keeps you wanting to do this?
I played the opening notes for Paul. It's 28 years ago, and it was on. And it's the only thing I've done, you know, as a job for 28 years. And people say, like, you know, just ask me, don't you guitar? No. And I've been dreaming about doing this since literally I was 2 years old when I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan in 1964.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
And that's what, and if you talk to anybody my age and older, they'll tell you exactly the same thing. What got you hooked? Beatles. So every time I put that guitar around my neck, I turn into, you know, a crazy teenager, you know, house lights will go down, curtain will go up. And I look out in the audience, I'm like, I'm still doing this, and I'm playing wonderful music. It's awesome, and it's emotional, and it's bombastic, and it's truthful. I'll never get tired of it, you know?
Well, and it's pretty cool that for the better part of two decades, the tour has also been one of the best sellers.
Yeah, listen, I took my wife and my daughters to go see Billy Joel. Both my daughters were standing on their chairs for the entirety of the show, not knowing any of the music. A, because Billy's amazing, his band is crushing. But the energy in the building, it was an event that you wanted to be part of, and they couldn't help but, like, you know, their little legs up on the chair in Madison Square Garden, just with fists in the air and dancing and singing. And not that different than the experience of coming to a TSO show, because it's become more than a rock concert. It's become a celebration, and people want to be part of that. Now, as every show, you know, I'll talk to the audience for a couple minutes, and I'll ask, you know, how many of you people are seeing us for the first time? And I'd say, like, a solid, you know, 40% of the audience by volume in their reaction.
Wow.
Like, oh, all right, cool. And then I'll say, you know, where's all my repeat offenders? And it's overwhelming. You know, it's like, you know, certainly more than half, 60%.
Well, I know it is a big tradition that the Ghosts of Christmas. And so that is what you are doing part of again this year. But how do you think it plays out differently in 2023?
That's a great question. All I can, the only way I could explain this to you, as you get older, I'm going from character to character in the story as I'm getting older. You know, the father pleading to the heavens for the teenage runaway daughter to come home on Christmas Eve because he misses his baby. You don't know what they fought about. You know, now, my children, three of my boys are grown up, and then I have two little girls, you know, and I'll be standing on stage, and I can relate to the story.
Yeah.
Because everybody on stage, behind the stage, in the audience, everybody misses somebody.
Right, right.
And there's the accessible part of Paul's story, but it's anything but ordinary.
Hmm.
It's anything but banal, you know? It's just so deep and so intricate, but it's so easy to comprehend because we've all lived that scene. Everybody misses somebody.
Yeah.
There's an empty chair at everybody's dining room table that's just magnified around the holiday season.
Yeah.
You know? And like, you know, I tried to come up with a fitting introduction for Paul last year because we lost him. It'll be 7 years this coming April. And I'm not going to make a big thing out of it. I don't want to make it necessarily about me, but what I tried to explain to people is that I would just rather miss somebody than to have never had them in my life.
Mm.
You know,
that says a lot. Yeah.
You know, and you think about it, and you know, maybe that's my coping mechanism.
A good one.
but it kind of makes sense, and it's what Paul wrote into the story anyway. It's all, not that it's okay to miss somebody, but you got no choice. You know, this is life.
Right.
But better they should have been in your life than not. Right. You know?
And here it plays out every night when you guys are on the road. Wow.
And everybody in the audience gets it because everybody misses something.
Yeah. You know?
There's a universality to the story that I didn't see 26, 27 years ago.
Yeah.
You know? And as you get older, you know, the shoe drops a little more frequently than you would like. And it doesn't have to be a finite shoe dropping. It could be just you've lost touch with somebody because life kicked in. You know, you get married, you have kids, you retire, you move to Florida, whatever you do.
I am talking with Al Petrelli of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. What a wonderful discussion. I'm having this opportunity with you, Al. Thank you. You can learn more about TSO and get tickets for the show at trans-siberian.com. And again, kicking it all off with two shows in Green Bay. Now, I love this part of what you do also. TSO supports local charities through the ticket sales. Mm-hmm. And you do this in every... Why? Why is this such an important part of what you are doing?
Well, Neil, when I first met Paul, 1985, give or take.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'd be going to some clubs, some pizza place together in the city, and we didn't really start working together until 95, but, you know, we were buds, you know?
Sure.
And shoulder to shoulder, walking down Third Avenue, you know? And I'd be talking to him, and I'd look next to me, and he ain't there, and I look over my shoulders, half a block behind me. I'm like, again? And he'd be handing somebody on the street a $5 bill, a $10 bill.
Oh, wow.
Whatever he had in his pocket. And, I said, what's up with that? He goes, the five ain't going to change my life. It may change that person's night or day. And if I do that, maybe tomorrow will be better for them. And he goes, and why not? He called them random acts of kindness, but it's going to add up. You know, we're touring as a show of appreciation to the communities that are putting us on the map. You know, let's help give back to the community. He said, I just want a dollar from every ticket going back to that community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a dollar does not sound like a lot of money, but somebody told me the other day that up until this year, we sold about 18 million tickets. So if you
that's
do
a lot
math,
of money,
no joke. That's a lot of quarters.
Yeah. Wow.
You know? And that's him. That's his wife. That's his daughter. You know, that legacy will continue. That thought, that generosity will continue forever, because you know, why not? Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this: what is your favorite part of a show?
Not blowing it.
Okay. I'm going to assume after all these years, you're doing all right.
A solid A minus.
Oh, come on.
you know what? The favorite part of my show, no, I don't have one. I mean, from when I wake up in the morning and have coffee, walk into the arena, and I see the organized chaos that's ensuing with people's, the crew trying to set it up. Talking to people like, this happened last night, that happened last night. Let's address that sound check today. When the house lights go off and the curtain goes up and I hear, 15,000, 18,000 people lose their minds. When we play any particular song and I'm watching somebody's reaction in the audience. And when I get to put the thing to bed at night and say, all right, it was a good day.
Awesome.
36,000 people walked out of this building after two shows smiling and having a good time. Paul, your baby's alive and well and really, really safe. So I don't know. I don't have a moment, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a lot of moments that'll change from day to day, night to night.
Yep, it sounds like it. You've obviously, with TSO, you've done so much. Okay, I was trying to like just go through a list. You've done the live shows, of course. You've been on TV. You've done commercials. Sold, I think I read, 12 million CDs. Is there still something you haven't done that might be on the TSO bucket list?
I'd like to have this conversation with you for another 20 years. I'd like to know that Paul's work and his legacy will always be in great hands.
Yes.
Even then, you know, what he used to tell me all the time is, you know, he wants us to live past all of us. You know, obviously we weren't ready for that to be an occurrence. All right, but your wish is my command, boss. And, you know, as his, you know, his family, and as his daughter gets older, you know, she's continuing on his legacy now. Let her continue that on. Yeah. I'd like to know that, you know, in another 20 years, maybe there was a couple of generations of, you know, kids that gravitated towards musical instruments because they've come to a show. You know,
love that.
Maybe yes. They want to take violin lessons because of a violin player. Or, you know, I've heard a bunch of times, hey, man, I started playing guitar, you know, because I saw a TSO show when I was a kid, you know, yeah. Piano, whatever it's going to be. I think there's so much unfinished material that Paul left us with that I'd like to find the time to, you know, bring these songs to life and complete, you know, the task that he started. And I don't know. I'd like, you know, my children, you know, when they have children, you know, to say, Grandpa, he was out of his mind, but he was a lot of fun. And, you know, and let's listen to his music and maybe they'll celebrate the holidays when I'm not around anymore. I don't know. I just want to see it like flourish and thrive while I'm still, you know, kind of heading it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just proud of it. I want to see it continue to grow.
I have enjoyed this conversation immensely. My goodness. Al Petrelli with Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And once again, for more information and get those important tickets in Wisconsin, at least for the Green Bay show, and also in Milwaukee, trans-siberian.com. Al, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. I've had such a great time with you today.
You too. Best of shows and safe travels.
Yes, ma'am. You have a wonderful holiday season. And let's do this again soon. I had fun today.
I love that. Let's do this every year for the next 20 years, like you said.
Nailed it.
Game on.
All right, girl. Thanks, guys. We'll be right back.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra there. Thanks to Terry Barr for bringing us that interview with Al and Trans-Siberian Orchestra for taking the time for it. Really cool stuff. You get the podcast later on this, or Monday rather, at MaxIncRadio.com if you want to check that out again. Jimmy K. Rocker and KJ filling in for Terry Barr tonight. We got Live in the Lair coming up in just a couple of minutes. Blake and Josh, they're going to play some live music for us on the radio. Can't wait for that. Also coming up is Maxine Kevy. We're going to have a chat with our good friend Trevor Reed about Scorpio Fest. And plus in the 11 o'clock hour, I'm going to do a double dip from each of the bands playing at the High Noon Saloon next week for Mustard Plug, something to do, Mescalis, and Four Aspirin Morning doing their reunion show. That's pretty cool. Stick around for that. In the meantime, we got a song here from Magic Conch. It's their new one, Meet Me in the Middle on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
donuts, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is Civic Media. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
ABC
and always
News
streaming on the Civic News Media